This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. People in Summit County may see smoke tomorrow from a 44-acre prescribed burn. Firefighters are clearing grass and brush above the Summit County shooting range to cut down on wildfire risk. The range will be closed through Thursday. Closing arguments are scheduled tomorrow in the trial of the former sheriff's deputy charged in the shooting death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Scherer reports he faces a second-degree murder charge.
Andrew Buwin shot 22-year-old Glass 5 times when he was locked in his own vehicle after calling authorities for help when he got his car stuck. Buwin's defense attorneys say the former deputy suspected Glass was driving under the influence. But prosecutors say Buwin escalated the situation needlessly over 70 minutes and made the whole scene unsafe for the public, other law enforcement officers, and Glass. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A jury is expected to start deliberating tomorrow. The University of Colorado football team's season opener will happen a bit sooner than originally planned. The Buffaloes were scheduled to face North Dakota State on Saturday, August 31st. That game will now happen 2 days earlier, on Thursday, August 29th. CU's upcoming season will be its second under head coach Deion Sanders. And girls flag football is now an officially sanctioned high school sport in Colorado. The Colorado High School Activity Association approved the sport today during its April meeting. Flag football will be the 18th sanctioned sport for girls and the 33rd overall. The first season of high school girls flag football will begin this fall. This is CPR News.